On this day in the year 1370, the Battle of Radau was fought as part of the Northern Crusade, where the Teutonic Knights defeated a number of Lithuanian pagans. Now, sources are pretty muddy on the number of combatants and casualties, but it seems the battle was not quite as decisively devastating as the victorious knights would go on to claim. One local legend that supports that and is quite intriguing in itself is that in a critical moment when the knights were just about to give in to Lithuanian pressure, an apprentice shoemaker by the name of Hans von Sagan replaced the fallen standard bearer of the battle commander Marshal Schreidenkopf and led the knights to victory. In the year 1600, the philosopher Giordano Bruno was burned alive for heresy at Campo di Fiora in Rome. He was celebrated for his cosmological theories, proposing that the stars that we see in the sky were distant suns surrounded by their own possibly life-bearing planets. He also insisted that the universe was in fact infinite and could have no celestial body such as Earth as its center. It's unclear, however, just how much his execution was based on these theories or other views that he held that were unfavorable to the Catholic Church. In 1863, a group of citizens of Geneva founded an International Committee for Relief to the Wounded, which would later become what we know today as the International Committee of the Red Cross. In 1965, the Ranger 8 probe launched on its mission to photograph the Sea of Tranquility region of the Moon in preparation for the manned Apollo missions on Feb 17. In 1974, Robert K. Preston, a disgruntled US Army private, stole a helicopter and did a couple of flybys over the White House before being forced to land. In a plea bargain, Robert actually pled guilty to wrongful appropriation and breach of the peace and was sentenced to 1 year in prison and fined $2,400. Try doing that today. Try knocking off a helicopter and doing a few joyrides over the roof of the White House and try getting off with a one-year sentence for that. Don't do that. No, actually, don't do that, because you will almost certainly be whisked off by the Secret Service and never heard from again. Plus, President Trump, I'm sure he will fire off some very angry tweets in your direction. In 1992, on Feb 17th in Milwaukee, serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer was sentenced to life in prison. He would die just over 2 years later. He was beaten to death in prison in November of 1994. And finally, in 2011 in Bahrain, security forces launched a deadly pre-dawn raid on protesters in Pearl Roundabout in Manama. The day is known locally as Bloody Thursday. Got some famous birthdays for you as well this morning. Bush poet Banjo Paterson, he was born on this day in 1864. He's off waltzing Matilda now, of course, but very happy birthday, Banjo. Another well-loved Australian, Barry Humphreys, Dame Edna. Dame Edna is 83 today. Michael Jordan, 54. He's an extraordinary talent. Long list of accolades. Of course, will always be remembered for his greatest achievement, the 1996 film Space Jam. Lou Diamond Phillips is 56. Michael Bay is 52. Dreamboat. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is 36. And Paris Hilton is also turning 36 this morning. Happy birthday, Paris. Got some famous musos for you as well. Johnny Bush, the country singer, is 82. Singer Vincent Fernandez is 78. Dodie Stevens, best known for her 1959 hit Pink Shoelaces. She was only 13 years old when that one released. Also a backup singer for Loretta Lynch. She is 71 today. Bear McCreary, the composer of a great deal of very popular television themes, including the theme of The Walking Dead, is 38. Ed Sheeran is 26. Billy Joe Armstrong, frontman of the punk rock group Green Day, is 45. Ricky Medlock, the frontman of Blackfoot and guitarist for Lynyrd Skynyrd, is 67. Taylor Hawkins, the drummer of the rock band Foo Fighters, he's 45 years old. But we are going out on this one this morning.